Mr. Dwight Allen, D-W-I-G-H-T, Allen Meyer, is a 74-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, severe weakness, confusion, weight loss of about 30 pounds, who was seen in the emergency room beginning of October this year. CT scan showed small lung nodule, liver masses up to 3.5 centimeter, and liver cirrhosis, ascending aortic aneurysm of 4.5 centimeter, period. The MRI of the abdomen showed innumerable liver metastasis with lesions up to 3.5 centimeter, no portal vein thrombosis, lymph node measuring up to 1 centimeter posterior to the right kidney. MRI of the brain showed dural basal masses measuring 3.3 by 4.5 centimeter invading into the right superior sagittal sinus, which is thrombosed at this level. There's also subtle erosions of the right table of the underlying calvarium and prominent diplopic vascular channels consistent with bony metastasis, as well as edema in the left parietal lobe. Liver biopsy showed metastatic poorly differentiated carcinoma with neuroendocrine features. The brain lesions during craniotomy showed no clear primary cause of patient's cancer. Patient subsequently was sent to rehab. He was found to be anemic with a hypoalbuminemia and protein calorie malnutrition. Patient has done poorly with rehab, continued to lose weight, not a candidate for radiation or chemotherapy. Four weeks later, PET scan shows diffuse liver metastasis with 90% of the liver replaced by Mets. It was decided to place patient on hospice. Patient does have pain, requires pain medications, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and low albumin and total protein, period. Patients, given the speed of metastasis of patient's cancer, expected to do poorly and most likely will die within the next few weeks. Patient is very much hospice appropriate. Thank you.